Thank you for joining us for today's message from Pastor Carrie Shook. For more information about Carrie Shook Ministries, please visit us online at www.carrieshook.org.
I have up here a bucket of sawdust, and it is soft and fluffy and light as a feather. It's just sawdust, and it's kind of messy, if you want to know the truth. Hope you're not allergic to it. This same sawdust, you don't really think about sawdust as something that's strong, but this same sawdust, when heat and pressure is applied, turns into this. And this thing weighs about 50 pounds. Particle board. Now, this is really strong particle board. Heat and pressure turn sawdust into something that's strong. And it's the same in life. It's the pressures and problems of life that God uses to really build our character strong, to strengthen our faith. The only way we can really grow strong in the Lord is through the pressures and problems of life when the heat is on, choosing faith instead of fear. And we're in this series that we're calling Extraordinary. And we've been studying the life of Daniel in the Old Testament. He was an ordinary guy, but God gave him extraordinary strength in the stresses of life. And what I want us to do for the next 2 weeks is look at another guy in the Old Testament that reminds me a lot of Daniel, and that's Joseph. As you know, Joseph went through a lot of pain. He experienced a lot of problems. The heat was turned up in his life over and over again, but he always responded in faith, and he just grew stronger. Joseph's brothers, they sold him into slavery, and they were jealous of him, and they sold him to some slave traders that traded him to someone in Egypt, Potiphar. And there in Potiphar's house, Joseph, a man of integrity, just really lived for God. He just did everything that his master wanted him to do. He just served the whole family. And basically, Potiphar noticed it, raised him up to be head over his whole household. And then Joseph was falsely accused. You know the story. He was thrown into prison. And he's doing everything right. And yet he experiences the pressure of betrayal. He experiences the heat of mistreatment. And there in prison, he could have just said to God, I don't get it. This makes no sense. I'm not going to love you and serve you anymore. This is what I get, but he didn't do that. He kept choosing to have faith instead of fear. And God continued to strengthen him and build his faith. And God used all the pain to elevate him to his purpose, raised him as second in command in all of Egypt, right beneath Pharaoh himself. And he saved all the people from famine. That was God's purpose for him. But you remember Joseph's brothers, they had to come back to get food from Joseph because Israel experienced the famine at the same time. And so they come back to Joseph and don't know that it's Joseph. They just think it's a powerful leader in Egypt. And they have to go before him to get food during the famine. Joseph recognizes them right away. And Joseph forgives. But he reveals his true identity and they're freaked out. They think, uh-oh, he's going to get his vengeance now. You know, he's going to cut our heads off. He's going to take care of us now because he's had all this time to be stewing in bitterness for our betrayal of him years ago. But Joseph wasn't bitter. He was better. He was stronger in his faith. And here's what he said to his brothers after he revealed his identity and they were scared, thought he was going to take his vengeance, thought he was going to get back because of bitterness. Genesis 50:20. Would you stand in honor of God's word? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Joseph said, what you intended to do was harm me. Your intentions were evil, but God's intentions were good. God used the pain to propel me to my purpose. And so what you intended is harm, God took it and turned it around. And through the pain, I now have my life purpose, to save the lives of many. Also, his character grew. You see, God always calls us to a great call. Every one of you have a call on your life. God puts a call on every one of our lives. He has a destiny plan for you. And it's your difficulties that lead you to your destiny. But God wants your character to match your calling. There's nothing more pathetic than when you see someone with great influence or a leader with great influence, but yet their character doesn't match the calling. God wants to use problems and pressures, and he allows the heat to get turned up in my life so that it grows my character strong, so that my character matches the calling he's placed on my life. You can be seated. Now, pressures and problems don't necessarily grow you stronger in your character, in your faith. You see, you have to choose when the heat is turned up and when the pressure's on. You have a choice. You can either get bitter or better. And the difference between the words bitter and better is one letter, I. I get to choose. I get to choose. And Joseph and Daniel, they just continually, when the stresses came into their life, they continually surrendered to God. They continued to trust God. They kept getting better and stronger. Why? Because they cooperated with the greatest strength coach of all time, the God who created them. And they cooperated with God's strength training process in their character. And that's what we have to do. How do you cooperate with God's strength training process in your life and in your character? Well, I want you to see three things that Joseph did. First, rest in his purpose. When you feel weak and you feel like you can't make it, just rest in God's purpose. Joseph said, hey, their intention was to harm me, but it didn't matter because God had a bigger plan, and God took what they intended for bad and he turned it into good. And God will always do that. And the number one purpose God has for my life is to make me more like his son, Jesus Christ. That's God's number one purpose. You see, there's no problem that can come into your life that can change God's purpose for your life. And his number one purpose is to make you more like his son, Jesus Christ. Michelangelo, the great artist and sculptor, he was once asked, how did you sculpt your masterpiece, David, the sculpture David? And he said, well, it was real simple. I just chipped away everything that didn't look like David. And he meant it. And that's exactly what the master sculptor, God himself, who created you, does in our lives. He uses problems and pressures to chip away all the things in our character that don't look like Jesus Christ. He allows problems. He doesn't cause them. He's a good God, but he allows them into my life. He allows the heat into my life to chip away all the rough edges of my character, all the things that don't look like Jesus Christ. And sometimes I feel like he's taking a jackhammer to me because there are a lot of things that don't look like Christ. And right now, maybe you feel like you got the jackhammer going strong in your life and you're feeling the pain. But God uses the pain to chip away all those things in your character that don't look like Christ. That's why Romans 5:3 says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. Underline those words, strength of character. God is more interested in my character than he is in my comfort. So when I feel weak, I need to rest in his purpose, that he's still making me to be more like his son, Jesus Christ. And then secondly, when you feel weak, remember his promises. Don't just rest in his purpose, but remember that he has given us 7,000 promises in his word and start claiming them. Start really driving a stake in the ground to believe his promises. And here's one of them, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Underline the word all. Does that include all? Yes, all means all. So that means that even the challenge you're facing right now that's overwhelming you, that's hard for you to even get it out of your mind while you're at church, God says, I'll give you the strength to overcome that. Sometimes God takes the problem out of my life, and sometimes God takes me through the problem to grow my character. I like it when he takes the problem out of my life, but when I look back, I see many times that I wouldn't be who I am today if he hadn't taken me through the problem, but he says, I'll see you through. I'll give you the strength you need to make it through. That includes everything you'll ever go through. God says, I'll give you the strength to make it through. Not only do I need to rest in his purpose and remember his promises, but when I feel weak, I need to rely on his power. It's my weakness and problems that really drives me to my knees to find the source of real power. If it weren't for my problems, I don't know if I would pray very much. If it weren't for your problems, you probably wouldn't pray much at all, because if everything was smooth sailing and everything was perfect in your life, then you wouldn't seek God, you wouldn't trust God, and you'd miss out on the whole reason why you were created, to have a relationship with the God who made you. You'd miss out on the only thing that fulfills you, the only thing that fills the God-shaped hole that nothing else in this life can fill. We're really blessed this weekend to have a very special guest, one of the greatest college football players of all time, arguably the greatest college football player of all time, Herschel Walker. He also played in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys and several other teams and was one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. He won the Heisman Trophy at Georgia University. He also is a mixed martial arts fighter, a cage fighter. He's undefeated in the ring. He also anchored the U.S. bobsled team in the Olympics. He's a world-class track athlete, and he even danced in the Fort Worth Ballet. I am not joking. This guy is a Renaissance man. He can do it all. But the greatest thing about Herschel is he loves God with all his heart. He not only is strong on the outside, but he is strong in his character. He's strong in his faith. Yeah.
Oh. Hello, man. How you guys doing? Oh, wow.
What an honor to have you here, Herschel.
Well, thank you.
We've been having so much fun this weekend. I mean, Herschel is the real deal. And Herschel, you have done so much. I mean, you won the Heisman Trophy, a legend in SEC football, played with the Dallas Cowboys, a great NFL back, track star, mixed martial arts fighter, which just scares me thinking about that. But anyway, it's amazing all that you've done. What would you say is your greatest moment in your athletic career?
My greatest moment in my athletic career is probably the University of Georgia winning a national title when I was a freshman. And not that we won a national title, but it was that we were a group of guys that believed in each other. We had faith in what we were doing, that we accomplished something that no one else thought we can do. And it taught me in life that if you believe in something and you have faith in it and you work hard at it, you can accomplish anything you want to do, but you got to really, really think you can do it. You know, I give an like when we played Florida my freshman year, that was like, I think about 40 seconds left on the clock, and they got ahead of us by 5 points. And we were on our own 10-yard line, and everyone said the game is over. Well, not one person on the University of Georgia sideline thought we were going to lose. Not one person, every one of us tell you that we were going to win the game. But then all of a sudden, we threw a pass. We never throw passes at the University of Georgia.
We always run the ball.
We never. Yeah. You know, the only time we ever threw a pass, we threw it on the beginning of the game to the referee, and then he threw it back off the field to us.
That's then all they time just handed it off to you.
Right, yeah. So we threw a pass. Lynn Scott catches the ball, scores a touchdown. We win the game. But that's the faith you got to have, is that dying faith that you know is going to work.
It's a special thing, isn't it, when everybody has that faith
on a
team like that?
It is, because you got to believe in it. You got to be on one page. You can't have a doubt in your mind. That's just like having your faith in Christ.
Yeah.
You can't have a doubt in your mind. When you pray and you get out and start doing something, you got to know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love the song, "He may not come when you want him, but he'll come right on time." And that's totally true. You know, we think that because we want something, God's just going to give it to us. He's going to give us what we need. Not what you want. You know, I want a lot of stuff, but he's going to give me what I need.
Well, now you're doing mixed martial arts. I mean, you're like a black belt and this huge level, and it's amazing. I mean, what's that like, getting in the cage? I can't imagine. I'd be tapping out before it started.
Well, you know, I absolutely love it. I love doing it because it's like a human chess match. And, you know, I at first started getting all these critics, you know, critics that ain't got nothing to do. Was saying, Herschel, you told us you were a Christian, so why are you fighting? That's a violent, violent sport. And I would say, oh, Lord Jesus Christ is a bad dude, man. Yeah. I'm serious. I went to church, and I found out there was this guy that died and came back to life. And it freaked me out because I've been watching TV, and there are people die on TV, they like gone. Like, they're over. They're off the roll. You ever seen soap operas? They die on one soap, and they go on another one. But this man died and came back to life, and I was like, shoot, I want to be like him and stuff. So that's when I started trying to follow that guy a little bit.
That's awesome, Herschel. That's powerful. Well, that picture of Herschel, that video of Herschel with his shirt off, that is not from his college days. That's now. That's now. He still works out like that. And Herschel, I know you're still fast. You run like a 4.3 40 right now. How many push-ups and sit-ups do you do still?
Well, today I'm doing about 1,500 push-ups, about 3,500 sit-ups. I still do a lot of dips, like, about 500 dips. I run every day, exercise every day. You know, I have a cycling team. We may ride 300 miles a day and stuff. So, you know, I'm still working out pretty hard.
Yeah, I think so.
I told someone, because, you see that picture of me then, and I'm in better shape today than I was when I was in college.
I interviewed this week Robert Griffin III, the current Heisman Trophy winner. I went to Arizona where he's training, getting ready for the draft combine, working out like 8 hours a day. And what an amazing young man, loves God with all his heart. But he had some specific things to say about Herschel. He loves Herschel. He loves Herschel. And then he called Herschel out. You got to watch this. Just watch.
First of all, I don't ever want to fight Herschel Walker. He is a guy is a monster in MMA, so please don't schedule me for a fight. But I did get a chance to speak with him in Florida. It was an honor to speak with him. He's a great guy. He was a great player. And more importantly, he's a great person. And he believes in his faith and goes accordingly. Habits form who you are. And he's, made a habit of doing great things. And I'm proud to say that I met him and I'm a part of the fraternity with the Heisman with him.
That's awesome. That really is. Now, he tells me that he ran a 4.340 the other day. Now, I just wonder if in church he's going to say that. You know what I mean? In church.
I believe he will say that. I'm not going to doubt Herschel Walker. So if he says he runs 4.3, let him run 4.3. So I'd love to race you, though. That'd be awesome.
Jesse put some hurdles up, man.
No,
we'll
can't.
See.
He doesn't want the hurdles. Yeah, he doesn't want the hurdles.
So what do you think? You think we can arrange a 40-yard dash between two Heisman Trophy winners?
Yeah.
Be here next week and see if it's going to happen.
I'll probably give him 2 yards and beat him too. But ain't no thing. Ain't no thing.
Hey, all these young guys do look up to you so much. I know you speak to a lot of them. You speak with a lot of the young football players, and they just admire you. You inspire them.
Well, it's an honor to see guys, young men and women, who are trying to live their dream. And I tell them all the time, if you have a dream, you got to see it, no matter whether anyone else sees it, and you got to work at it. Pay the price. And then what I mean by that is you're going to have to give up some things. If you want to accomplish something, you're going to have to give up certain things. In my life, as a little boy, I never drank, never had a drug, never done anything. I went to school, I went home. I didn't even date. I didn't date until I got into college, and that was like in my sophomore year and stuff. But you have to give up things to accomplish certain things. And that's just like in our lives with Christ. There's certain things you got to give up to be on Christ's team. One of the problems we have is we try to use God as like a spare tire. We put him in the trunk, so people can't really see him because we don't really want him on the car yet. But when your life, when things start going wrong and that tire goes flat, then it's like, oh, geez, I hope that spare is up. But, Christ is always there. But we got to know that we got to put him out front. Let me tell you what, to have that guy blocking for me, man, that man can block. And that's what I want in my life. That's who I want blocking for me, is someone like that.
Well, I know growing up in Wrightsville, Georgia, you went through a lot of pain as a kid. You got bullied. Teachers didn't really see your potential. It just, talking about Joseph, you went through some mistreatment as a kid.
I did. Teachers didn't see my potential. I didn't see it neither by then. I was a terrible looking little kid, as my mother said. I was big bone. Today we call it fat and chubby and stuff. And mother made me feel good. I was big bone and I had a speech impediment. I used to stutter so bad. I couldn't put a sentence together. The teachers put me in the corner, told me I was special. And, I thought that meant something until the kids told me that didn't mean what I thought it did. And for 4 years, I never took a recess. I never went out for recess for 4 years because whenever I went out, kids would jump on me. And I decided at one time to go out for recess, and the kid beat me up. But through that adversity, the Lord made me who I am. Mm. So sometimes what man means to be something bad for you, the Lord could turn it into something good. Because for Anthony to beat me up, it made me go home and start working out. And I started getting these guns. For the teachers putting me in the corner telling me that I wasn't worth anything made me get out a book and start reading. I became valedictorian in my class.
Sure.
So God is good.
He is good. And yes. It's amazing all that God's done through you. And I mean, you're a very successful businessman now, and you got all these businesses, God's using you powerfully and all that. But after football, you had a real anger issue, didn't you? You had to start working on it.
I had a terrible anger issue. And, you know, this has come from someone that didn't have I never drank, never had a drug. But I became very, very dangerous to myself, to my loved ones. And a doctor diagnosed me as having something they call DID, which is dissociative identity disorder. And I'm like, what is that? It's multiple personalities. And I'm thinking, this doctor crazy, because he was from Africa, so I thought he didn't know what he was talking about and stuff. And but then as I was looking into it, I saw that I may have a problem. And then I started getting work, but I had to decide to go to a hospital. And as you may say, I went to a mental hospital, they may call it, a crazy hospital, some people call it. And I got into that hospital thinking, the people in here are crazy. And for about 4 days, I lied to them. I wouldn't tell the truth, and I was trying to deny who I was. And I realized that I was just like those people in the hospital, that we all fall short of the glory of God. And I started being honest, telling people who I really was. And I started to see the light again. And Lord started to bring me back out of that darkness that I was in. And as I said earlier, God leaves his light on all the time. And we think that we're in the darkness. We're only in the darkness because we decide to get off his track and go our own way. You know, God's light is on. We just have to go forward and just keep going with that faith. But when we decide, you know, I know better. You know, as teenagers, I can do this better than mom and dad, and they go over there. That's the reason we get into darkness, and that's what happened to me. But then when I got back into God's game plan, you know, I started doing the right thing. And I said, that's what happened to me and stuff.
That's awesome, and I really appreciate you sharing humbly, you know, what you've gone through and this dissociative identity disorder that you've worked through and you're processing through still today. I tell our congregation about my anxiety disorder that hit me in college and that I've, you know, struggled with for many, many years, and now God's helping me, you know, work through it and continue to work through it. But I think it's so important for Christians to understand that you go through struggles, and it's those struggles that God uses more than anything else. And now you're speaking out about this, and God's using you to, so people go, you know what? Hey, if Herschel Walker is going through something like that, then maybe God can get me through what I'm going through. Tell us that story that you told earlier about the two boys, one positive and one was negative. I love this because it really speaks to your life, I think.
Well, you know, that was this man that had two little twin boys. One little boy was always positive in life, no matter whatever happened to him. He was positive about it. But this other little kid was always negative. No matter whatever's going on in this kid's life, he's negative about everything. His father don't know what's going on because they're twins. Why are they so opposite? So around Christmas time, he tried this little experiment. He put this negative little kid in this room with nothing but brand new toys. But he put this positive kid in this room with nothing but horse manure. And after an hour or so, he looked down at his negative little kid, and he's complaining, I don't want this, I want that. I don't want that color, I like this color. I don't like this, I like that. Father knew that this kid is never going to amount to anything, or nothing ever makes him happy. But he looks in on this positive kid that's in the room with the horse manure, and he's got a shovel. He's shoveling it over his shoulder and laughing and singing and having a good time. First thing the father thinking, this kid is crazy. But he asked his son, what's going on, what's going on? The little boy looked at his dad and said, you know, Dad, as much horse manure as there is in this room, there must be a pony at the bottom of it. And the reason I tell you that is that God has given us that pony all the time. But we see so much of that crap around us that we can't see the pony. But I'm telling you, the pony is there. Pony is there. You just got to be able to see it.
I love it. Yeah. Herschel, I want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
Tell us what Jesus Christ means to you.
Jesus Christ is my Omega. He's my number one. He's my life. And every day I try to live to be an example for him. And I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but I tell you what, he's my ultimate. He's my everything. And, you know, I tell everyone, I'm not ashamed of him. I love him. I love him more than my all. And I tell you what, Jesus means everything to me.
That's awesome, Herschel. I know it. You know, it just shines through. He just shines through. His grace and his love just shines through you, my friend.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Herschel Walker. Woo!
Awesome. Oh, praise God. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the message today, and it's always a message of hope in Jesus Christ, our only hope. And if you've never received him, you can do that right now, right where you are. You can just say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. And I want you to be the Lord of my life from now on. And if you pray that prayer, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And you'll be starting the great adventure, the journey of living for Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Kerry Shook. For more information about Kerry Shook Ministries and available media resources, please visit us online at www.kerryshook.org.